Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello, and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah. That's right. Give it up. That's right. All right. Yeah. Well. Here we are again. I'm glad you tuned in. I'm glad you're here. I appreciate each and every one of you. Well, there's so much to talk about, but I'm gonna focus on like two little things. I'm going to go on a little rant, and then I'm going to dig in. Unless you've been underneath a rock, we all know that Elon Musk has taken over the Twitter. He bought it, right? He owns it. It's his. And he will restore some free speech up in that mug. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I'm surprised I hadn't got banned or deplatformed or suspended. I mean, I've had to take a tweet or two down, I think. But I mean, I've been on there for, 10 plus years now, right? So I guess that's a pretty good record. You know, I try not, you know, but I'm not trying to be controversial, you know, or start a shitstorm or something like that. I'm not trying to do any of that, you know. I'm really just, you know, I'm just trying to you know, have the presence, you know, the podcast presence on that platform, you know, and promote men's things and conservatism. And, I mean, this is a conservative podcast. I don't try to push my politics on you. You know, that's up. That's for you to decide. You know, obviously, that's what this whole podcast is. You know, I throw stuff out there, and if it's, you see what sticks to the wall, and that's for you. I pitch, you catch. You know, if that's what you want to do. You know, I'm not trying to change hearts and minds and stuff like that. I'm just throwing it out there, and it's totally up to you to figure out what you want to do with it. And I think that's the best approach. You know, I don't have an end-all, be-all, cure-all for all your ailments. Everything you have, everything you need is within yourself. And if you're looking for it in someone else, whether it be advice from me or love from a female or a significant other or something like that, you're going to find yourself wanting, right? You're going to come up short. You are a self-contained unit. You have everything you need within yourself, gentlemen. But I love seeing the fact that all these liberals are having complete meltdowns. Oh, Twitter, they are melting down, baby. Yeah, baby. They are melting down. The world has come to an end as far as they are concerned. And why would that be? because they have controlled Twitter for so long and had their way. And now Elon's going to buy it and he's going to restore free speech, you know. Now, obviously, free speech does come with some limitations. There are laws that we have on the books, you know, that do pertain to speech. There are certain things you can and cannot say. But those are laws of the land. But, you know, we all know that what Twitter had done was they had implemented their own biases, their own liberal biases, because that thing's located out in San Francisco, right? You know, good God, he needs to immediately move all that shit to Texas or Florida or somewhere else. Get it up out of that stink hole. But that being said, they had implemented their own biases. You know, they kick people off the platform, you know, conservatives off the platform. And then there's other people that were still on there that if you're, you know, using even-handed judgment, that these other people would be gone. And who are those other people? Lefties. People on the left. People with liberal views. And they seem to could do and say whatever and get away with whatever. And they're still there. And somebody over here, you know, like barely crosses the line or is in the gray area. And they're gone. And it's like, whoa, hey, you know. And that's what, you know, conservatives had been putting up with for years, right? So that's why, you know, you had Gab jump up and you had Locals jump up, Rumble jump up, Parler, now Trump with his, you know, Truth Social, you know, because, you know, you had to build your own if you wanted to have free speech. And that's what they do. They have free speech, you know, well, you know, within the limits of the law, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, but the liberals on Twitter have had their way for so long. They're like little kids throwing a tantrum now, you know, you done put their candy in the sand and now they having a meltdown. Now they having they throwing a temper tantrum and they can't stand it. You think the world was coming to an end. It's amazing. Grown folks. Lord have mercy. But the thing is, and what I like, he got rid of the CEO, the next person down, and then that female, that vajayjay lady, the one that the lawyer that was in charge of the standards and the safety and all that, the one that was kicking people off the platform. They, you know, soon as he got in the door, they were walked out the door. They were walked out. Good for them. Now they gonna get a severance, you know, so it ain't like they gonna be out in the street. You know, these people making millions of dollars or tens of millions of dollars a year anyway. And, you know, this company hasn't shown, you know, much of a profit, if any. Maybe has even lost money, you know, for several years. You know, it's never been a boon, you know, for whoever the owner was, you know, and then they went public. So, but I thought it was glorious. Glorious. Oh, God. But again, like I said, you know, I'm throwing, you know, my bias out there because I'm enjoying the meltdown. I'm enjoying the liberal tears. Right. But again, you know, I don't want to, persuade you politically one way or the other. But, you know, we talk about men and men's issues here. And gentlemen, I don't know, you know, you can't really be, I'm not saying you can't be a Democrat. Right, and be a man. There's all levels and nuances of being a man. You don't have to be, you know, 10 foot tall and bulletproof and a physical specimen to be a man. There's all kind of nuances to be a man. Right? You know, most people just, you know, think about being a man as being like a big burly man, you know, a manly man. And there's you don't have to look like that or be like that to be a man. A man is being, you know, responsible and encouraging and leader, you know. There's a lot to it. Especially, you know, if you get married and you have a family, then, you know, you even add more to it. But, you know, in order, you know, I'm going to have to say that, you know, the ideas of being a man are generally more conservative in nature. Let's put it that way. You know, you can't, you know, be out there on the far, you can't be on the far right, okay? And you can't be on the far left. You have to be somewhere in the middle, okay? You know, I don't want to beat one side up or the other. That's not what I'm here for. You know, I am expressing, you know, a little bit of a joy over the meltdown, but I'm not going to beat them up over it, right? I just think it's funny that these people have finally, you know, the chickens have come home to roost. And they finally had to pay the piper now, see? Now they know what it's like to be on the other side of it. See, now, you know, the table has been turned. The tides have turned, see? So, you know, now they're getting a little taste, see? You know, and they call it Elon, you know, all kind of nasty names and stuff. And I'm like, that dude's not even a traditional conservative. He's more of a libertarian or a liberal, you know, what you might call a classic liberal. You know, he's definitely not on the far right or on the right or left or far left. He's more center, you know, than anything. And everybody loved Elon Musk until, same thing with Trump. Everybody loved Trump till he ran for president. Everybody loved all the lefties. They love, same thing. Lefties love Trump. They loved him. He wasn't a racist until he ran for president. And then all of a sudden he's a racist, a sexist, a homophobe. He's all these things, right? Right? Same thing with Elon Musk. You know, now that he's buying Twitter, you know, a public square where voices can be heard and ideas can be promoted. See, they were in control of the ideas, and now that they can't control the ideas, now they got a problem. So now he's this, that, and the other thing, right? You know, and just like Trump, they've already opened up at least two investigations on him that I know of. I'm sure there's going to be more down the road. And for what? You know, Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post. You know, another billionaire. He's controlling what's being said in that paper. You don't think so? Absolutely. You hear the birds chirping. It's early in the morning. It's quiet. It's early in the morning. I'm having coffee. That's why I figured I'd put this out real quick. But yeah, Jeff Bezos, you know, he's a, you know, billionaire, multi-billionaire, you know, bought the Washington Post, so he can control the narrative on that. And Elon doesn't want to control the narrative on Twitter. He just wants there to be equal speech, you know, equal-handed justice, so to speak. You know, he wants there to be free speech. You know, this side can say what they want, that side can say what they want, you can say what you want. Long as nobody's breaking any laws of the land or, you know, anything like that. Long as nobody's doing anything nefarious or dangerous. You know, say what you want to say. And that, it's funny to me, see. But that shows you that they don't want, you know, a discussion of ideas. They want to shut a certain side down. They don't want to hear your side. They just want to shut you down. They're right. You're wrong. And you're wrong for even thinking that. You know, there's something wrong with you. You know, that's why, you know, half the country is labeled, you know, fascist and extremist and violent and all that. And those people aren't the ones out there burning everything down. You know, they had one bad day on January 6th, right? Where some people got out of control and did some shit they shouldn't have done, right? You know, they trespassed and did some property damage and stuff like that. But, you know, that's nowhere near what, you know, the summer of 2020 looked like before the elections. And they were burning down cities, burning down police precincts, churches. There was 2 dozen people, you know, were murdered during that time. Murdered. Do you think any of those people come to, you know, have to face judgment on that? No, all them people got away. And then they were, you know, trying to raise money to get them people that was committing all these crimes out of jail. I'm like, Lord, man. You know? You know, but we as men need to step up, you know. We as men have to be leaders to step up, you know, and you have to be calm and steady and tempered. You know, what's the saying? A man is like steel. Once he loses his temper, he's worthless, right? And I've talked about that in past episodes. You know, you can't lose your cool. Because once you lose your cool, you've lost control of the conversation. Can't get emotional, right? You know, you don't want to get violent. I mean, you know, if you have to defend yourself, you know, you take care of business. That's one thing. But just because you don't get your way, you know, don't act like a child and act out. You know, and you see that constantly from, you know, the left. They're constantly demonstrating and tearing shit up. And then they project and say that the right is doing it because they had what? One day. You know, but they're doing it every day, you know. And now, who is it? Nancy Pelosi's husband got attacked in his house. And of course, they're going to accuse who? Right. I think when that story, when all the information comes out on that story, it ain't going to be nothing what you think it is. Right. Because I ain't even heard who the suspect is yet. See, so, and I'm keeping track of that. You know, so far, all the things I've heard, none of that stuff adds up. You know, something ain't adding up. You know, he's the one that just, he nearly killed a man, you know, in a drunk driving accident, you know, just a few months ago, you know. He didn't do no time over that, you know. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with all this stuff. You know, the world's a crazy place right now. Gentlemen, I want to encourage each and every one of you, if you're not registered, I don't know if it's too late, but if you're not registered, get out there and register and vote. You as a man have a responsibility to get out there and vote and make your voice heard and have a say in what goes on around you. And I'm talking about from local elections all the way up, you know, to the presidential elections. Right now we're having midterm elections. And there's some local ones, you know, like for school boards and stuff like that are thrown in there on the ballot, depending on where you're at, right? Get your ass out there and vote, son. You know, don't be lazy bones and, oh, my vote don't matter. Well, maybe it don't, but, you know, if you don't vote, then, yeah, it doesn't matter at all. If you don't vote, get your behind out there and vote. You know, register and vote. It's important. You know, you have a civic obligation to vote. Get your voice heard. Say what you need to say. You know, you ain't, and if you don't, then you ain't got a right to complain one way or the other. You know, and that's what a lot of people do. They don't vote, but they're the first ones to be crying about this, that, and the third. They're the first ones up there crying about something. Did you vote? Well, no, I didn't vote because your vote don't count. Well, then shut the F up. I don't want to hear your nonsense. You didn't vote, so you don't have a right to say nothing because you ain't got no skin in the game. You didn't vote. So, gentlemen, get out there and do that. I will bust you behind on that one. Right? I am a little bit passionate about that. Get out there. Get out there and do your thing, man. Get your voice heard, you know? I mean, you know, that's the only influence you have, you know, as far as, you know, as far as, you know, having control over what's going on around you, right? Other than your immediate surroundings, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, this is a crazy old world. There's a lot going on. The story continues, and I will be back. I'll try not to have so much time and space in between. I had some family things going on here just recently. And that story, too, is to be continued. We'll have to see what the outcome of that is, but we'll see. And I'll let you guys know. Let's tell you what, if you keep my family in your thoughts and prayers, I'd appreciate that. I really would. But I appreciate each and every one of you tuning in, taking the time to listen to me rant and rave and tell you about yourself, you know, a little bit. But again, gentlemen, you know, you're the one that's in control, you know, and sometimes, you know, I understand you know, a lot of people tune in maybe for just the entertainment value or maybe to get some little tidbits here and there. And then sometimes I throw something out there that makes you think about something, you know, and whether you accept it or reject it one way or the other, like I've always said, I've helped you make a decision one way or the other, whether you accepted it or rejected it. One way I initiated or helped you come to a conclusion. And that's all I'm trying to do. You know, I'm not trying to twist your arm and make you do or say or think. I'm not trying to make robots. I'm trying to make individuals strong, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically healthy human beings, grown men. I want you to be better than you were before, better than you used to be, right? That's all the best I can do, you know? All right, gentlemen. I think this horse is dead. I beat it enough. Y'all have a good day, a good afternoon, a good evening, no matter wherever you're at. All right, check us out on the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitters. You know, that's probably where I spend most of the time. And then a little bit on the Gab and the locals. All of them have different things on there. So whatever platform you're on, if you want to email me something, it's at ofmenformen@gmail.com. If you're looking for it on a platform, it's going to be either ofmenformen or ofmenformen podcast. That's how you're going to find it, wherever you're at. You can probably just Google it. It might come up. I don't know. I'm sure it will. All right, my friends. I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah. Right. This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.